There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
It is Rel. I'm off that coffee, bro. I just got a random burst of energy.
I was like, I thought you were drinking tea.
Nah, I got one.
Evening coffee. I see.
Nah, I told you I took the midday break. I had to go get the mani pedi on them. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm behind. So, gotta catch back up. Oh, man, yeah, the evening coffee is rough. But, I mean, I feel good. It's a,
you do what you gotta.
I mean, once the podcast is done, we record it. It's gonna hold me for like another hour and a half, which is all I need. Now, I'm old now. I get in the bed at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm washed now. I don't need to be up anymore with these young folks.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
Man, that's a fact. It just makes it so much easier. It's like, all right. But I guess, I mean, basketball's over until the playoffs. We'll get into that, though. But
I mean, at least tonight it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Tomorrow, I got it is, too.
Playing games. No, they ain't playing tomorrow.
Oh, my bad. Yep. Yeah, it's
like, we'll get into
Yep. Phoenix is, too, right? I believe so.
Yep. Against the Mavs. Okay.
But anyway, how you doing, man? We'll get into that.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. Just on my pandemic timeline, same old work. Park, yoga, catch friends on weekend, bike when I can. Nothing really different. Nothing really crazy. Just pretty much more the same. Just been chilling.
How was what you call his birthday on Saturday?
Oh, the park. It was a good outing. I got there like, I guess when the reporters start like 2 hours after the fact, because there are good NBA games on, so I don't know what they were thinking. So, they were a bit rowdy when I got there, but it was fun. It was cool. I hadn't seen, I'd seen two. We hadn't seen the dad in a while, so.
It was good to see him,
So it was good. We haven't all hung out.
Well, he's out there solo?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, you know.
I don't talk about that.
A little bubbly and stuff. Yeah, so. It was nice. It was
cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Might I guess, man. I fuck. Like Chris, he left Monday, so went out Friday, went out Saturday, Sunday. I was like, nah, I'm not meeting up with you. Like, I had to tap out. Saturday was already a stretch. Like, you know what's crazy? Like, you know when you wake up drunk but not hungover?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Saturday I woke up drunk still, but I wasn't hungover. So I was like, all right, this isn't as bad as I thought because I was just already drunk. But Sunday, after Friday and Saturday, I'm like, yo, I'm not going out. Nah, I'm good. Like, niggas ain't going to see me for, like, at least 2 weeks. Like there's just no way.
Nowadays.
That's what it's come to. But you know what's crazy? I told him. I was like, yo, like, I know you leaving, but, like, we got to pick a day. Like, everything closes here Friday. Everything closes at 11 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we didn't get out until, like, 7, maybe. We had work, stuff to do. We got out at 7. You thought we was out all night in them 4 hours.
Yeah. It's a weird time. Oh my god! Man.
I woke up.
Oh,
Saturday,
you could actually go out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we can go out, but like, not, but like, so like, we, you know, we're a little classy now. I don't really like. I've been out once since I like one of those like those pat places I told you about. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable in there. So I left. But now we just go to like restaurants, I guess. And you can sit inside, so like 50% capacity inside. And we'll just like sit at the bar at the restaurants and just like chill there and just talk to people. I met, you know, a couple of bartenders, you know, got a couple people in the up the sleeve now, you know what I'm saying? So I need to go somewhere. But yeah, I mean, I just keep it chill like that. But because now I go out and I talk with all these bartenders, they like always like, oh yeah, let me give you this. Why don't you try this? And I'm like, yeah. God damn. And that's how you get caught up. Like, oh, this is sweet. This is fruity. What's this?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, your ass wake up.
Yep. I hear you. I hear you.
I got to stick to my basics.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was with some animals, so.
Oh. Yeah, I know how they get it up.
You know how they operate.
Yeah. That weekend when I was up there, that Saturday, I was like, nah, night's over.
Yeah.
Because if we would have forced it anymore, I've been through TSA.
Our homie didn't expect to spend his 30th birthday in a park, so I get it. But you know, that's just the times we live in, but they ain't miss a step.
Well, he turned 30?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that. I would have came up for that. I thought he was just turning 29. Nice. He got to specify. That ESL really be kicking his ass. I thought it was just a birthday. He didn't specify. He should have said, like, yo, it's my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. I would have got on that Spirit flight, risked my life for it. Oh, well. Catch him next time.
Some pizza and wine in the park. That's it. We house
dads. When he's like, I'm bringing pizza, I was like, damn, that sound fun as fuck. I didn't even go lie. Like, that's how I know I'm getting old. I was like, pizza in the park? I got mad excited when I saw that text. I was like, damn.
Pizza, wine in the cooler. Don't really take much. It was good weather.
Yeah.
Packed park on the weekend. I mean.
What park? Four or Prospect?
Prospect.
Why we go to Four? Oh, that's why. Okay, I forgot.
Yeah. But
nah, I gotta say, I didn't even get the Prospect vibes when I was up there last month. Next time I come, I'm definitely have to hit that before the summer's over, because you're looking on IG and people, that should look like the way.
Yeah. I've been there like weekly now, once or twice now. Yeah, that's your
spot.
There.
Yeah, I know. I can tell by the way you just smiled. Yeah, that's my spot.
Trying to live, man.
I mean, you're right near it, though, so it ain't too bad for you. Yeah, I'm going to have to make sure I hit that next time. These flights still stupid cheap, bro. I was looking, like, I think Labor Day. It's like 62.
Hey, man. End RT, of summer shindig.
Round trip. I was like, oh, shit. Nah, I was like, I know it's a holiday?
I'm off the map. I got one more left in me, and that's it. I'm off the
map. Bro, I'm not doing anything until Labor Day.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing anything. It's going to be literally vino, some cheese plates. Bro, let me tell you the type of shit I do in the crib now. Deadass. Like, I'll be watching basketball or, like, just watch some shit on Netflix, and I legit will, like, set, like, this ambiance and this mood for myself. Like, I'm, like, no get shot. I'll be, like, burning candles. I'll, like, get some wine out. I fucking go to, like, the supermarket and, like, get, like, the pre-made cheese plates, the cheese and meats plate, and I'll put that out on a plate, and I'll just be, like, chilling. So I'm, like, laying there.
Nah, I don't blame you. Like, I already show you I decant now.
Yeah,
I'm about to start doing some aromatherapy, too. Especially when it gets colder.
Mm-mm. You got to. I'm telling you. Yo, something about the candle, bro. Like, when I'm just, like, watching TV and all the lights off and the candle, the vino just hit it differently. It just touched my soul differently. I'd be like, oh, shit. I be looking around like, yo, can someone see me doing this? Like, it just touched my soul differently. I'm like, yo, burning through candles. I still don't know, like, I don't know shit about candles. So, like, all these candles don't make any sense together. Like, they just be random scents, and I'm sure they fucking just clash like crazy. But I just like the idea of seeing a candle burn in front of me. Like, all right, cool. I see why white women do this.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I put it on my list. Self-care, man. Gotta look at the self.
Bro, pandemic is crazy. It literally just, like, calmed me all the way down. Like, shut you way down. Like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm probably like at a quarter of what I was before in terms of like going out and like needing to be out and about.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, like the things I like take joy in now, like just laying on my couch and just chilling with some wine. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Especially with the vino, because you still can wake up the next day and be productive. Depending on how hard you go. you kill a bottle and a half, you know.
Yeah, that you ain't red doing too.
Yeah, that red.
Eccentric.
Yeah, oh you ain't doing nothing, but you ain't doing nothing before 5 p.m. the next day. Like, mm-hmm. You ain't doing nothing. That's when you wake up. Advil don't help nothing. yeah, you got to be careful with the red. The red, you really got to be like sipping Savor. Mm-hmm. You can't be disrespecting that red, because that red will disrespect the shit out of you.
It will.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I ain't gonna go into tales. Anywho. Yeah.
But nah, man. Glad to hear you're doing well. You know
who's, right back you at know, you,
doing
man.
Phenomenal right now, though. You know who's living phenomenal. Living his best life. Literally looking like the best basketball player of all time. Like,
yeah.
He just wants some,
I mean,
he wants some nuts shit right now. Like, Dame, man. Damian Lillard is, like, just crushing right now. Like,
yeah, I don't know where to start. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
He's just, like, I mean, like, he's already playing phenomenal before he missed those two clutch free throws against the Clippers at the end, you know, at the end of the game. He's playing phenomenal then. Paul George and Patrick Beverley were laughing at him, and then they had their little spat on Twitter after. Mm-hmm. He's playing like a god now. Like, literally, like, no one can stop him. I don't get it.
Like, yeah.
Like, looks, like, unguardable. Nah, he looks unguardable. He just looks crazy.
Yeah, man, he's just really – after Bron now, he's my second favorite player to watch. Mm. He's in the league now. Once Bron stopped acting semi-retired, I just love, to your point, his level of play. We'll get to them. His level of play, it's been there, but obviously it's been elevated through the bubble. It's just gone through another level since Saturday when the Clippers taunted him, and the way he carries himself, like. You can hear that Oakland through and through. Even his response to Paul George and Patrick Beverley, like, I just love it. He just doesn't – the way he reacted after last night's game against the Mavs, we'll get to all this, but it's just – I just love it.
The way he was mouthing, like, on that – mouthing, put some fucking respect on my name and, like –
That and even when, like – he was still clearly amped and like adrenaline was going through him when Chris Haynes was interviewing him. And he was like, basically, I told you when he got here, I didn't come here to play around. Basically, I didn't come here for a reason. I told him, give us a chance to get in the playoffs. And they did. And he was like, you know, I'm here for a reason. And he was just, you could clearly tell he was still like amped and still falling off adrenaline, but he was just so mission focused. It was so, I was like, damn. Nah, like, you gotta pray for these Nets.
Like you love to see it though, also because like not telling like all these old heads, but like, you know, a lot of these NBA players are like very like, you know, buddy buddy and all that stuff. But like he just like giving off that vibe, like, yo, like even if we are cool, we'll be cool like when we get out this bubble. But right now, like, nah, if anyone comes for him, he like he's responding immediately too. And then the thing I loved about it was like right after the spat with like PG and Pat Bev, I was like, yo, like, I really hope he comes out and, like, balls the next game. Next game, put up 51. He's averaging 55 since that happened. Like, on 44% from the three and, like, 52, I think, from the field and 97 from the free throw line. Like, this man is, like, his shooting splits are insane on top of the fact that he's putting up insane numbers. And he just looks, like, so locked in and so focused and, like, we'll get to it, but I'm really fearful if like the Lakers got to play them in the first round. Like,
oh, before we leave off, Dame, but like since we recorded, they've played four games. They've gone 3-1. Obviously, they lost to the Clippers, but obviously the 112 he put up since Saturday. But he put up 45 like the Thursday after our last app, on the day our last app came out. He put up 45, and then he put up. They played Denver. They put up 45 and one.
Yep, and they lost
to the Clippers over the weekend. So you're talking about how many points in just the span of a week. And it's just – even his season in context, because obviously it's been, he's getting like – he's doing Wilt-like things. But I went to like Basketball Reference. I was going through. He has like 360-point games, 450-point games, like all this season, the amount of 40-point games. It's like – it's just
– well, like – at first, I was like, yo, like, well, before the bubble, like, when the season, I was like, yo, they're really struggling, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the trouble, I'm like, yo, Dame is doing everything he can do, but they're struggling. I will say I have to give props, like, outside of Dame to Nurkic. I did not realize how important he was to that team because they, like, granted, Dame is, like, doing, like, times two right now. But, like, Nurkic just being there, like, he is so much better than Hassan Whiteside. Like, I was like,
I didn't know, and the amount of time the description of the Blazers included, when they get Nurkic and Zach Collins back, I was just bro, like, all right, shut up.
The facts. I was like, yo, the dude that brought body bag, like, but they were right. But also, like, that's not taking no credit away from Dame because, like, he's, like, the most entertaining player to watch.
He's spearheading
right now.
It. Yeah, and he's spearheading
it. Like, he's taking this over.
Why are we giving out props? What they tried to do to Melo. Thank God we're on the right side of history. What they tried to. They had Melo playing in work leagues. People at lunch, work leagues. He just put up 26.
At the Sky, I forgot the place, but the Sky condos in New York. Yeah.
Work rec leagues with civilians? They had him bleeding on First Take for his job. Oh, my God.
Man was in tears. Ooh. Man was in tears. Had Stephen A. like, I don't understand. But we were on the right side of history. We here at Cooling Out. We said it. We was like, yo, there's no way in hell Melo is washed that he can't make a team.
Yeah. We seen what y'all trotting out there. There's no
way. Yeah. I was seeing him. I was like, yo, how he on the roster? There's no way.
But now I think he averaging 17 as a whole and he's shooting like almost 50 from three.
But I will say, though, he has adjusted his game quite a bit though. Like, I have noticed, like, when he gets the ball, he does not massage it as long as he used to. Like, he's getting quicker and like his decision making. Like, all right, if I'm gonna pull up and shoot this, I'm gonna shoot. If I'm gonna try to get by, I'm gonna try to get by you. Like, before, that was a 10-second thing off the shot clock.
Yeah. Run back the other way.
Yeah. But he's gotten way better at, like, just, like, being fast with his decision-making. If he doesn't, like, if he gets on a post, he don't feel it, pass it back out and, like, you know, run around. But he's gotten better at that. So I have to give him credit that, you know, like, it's not just the fact that he can ball. He's also adapting to today's game and, like, having to have all that ball movement and, you know, shooting more threes, things of that nature.
Well, now they are the masters of their destiny. They have one more game. Bucks. On the day you guys hear this, they have one more game against the Nets, who have already clinched their playoff berth and their playoff spot. They're locked in against what? I think the Bucks?
Raptors.
The Raptors, sorry.
No. Yeah, the Nets are seven.
The Raptors, yes.
Yeah.
So they're facing a Nets team with nothing to play for and a Dame that has, like, is bloodthirsty. So
yes. Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah, I see it as a win. He definitely eclipsed in 30.
I'm going to give him
might 40. Not need it. You going to give him 40?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him 40. Just because I think for the hell of it, he going to do it.
And do you think, regardless of these, because I think they win too, so obviously they go into the play-in. Do you think, regardless of who they play in the play-in, that they keep the 8 spot?
Phoenix going to be hard.
Well, for Phoenix, they need to win against the Mavs, and both the Grizzlies and the Blazers have to lose. Oh, that's to get the 8 spot. I'm sorry. They need to reach the play-in. They need to win against the Mavs,
and the either Grizzlies lose.
Either the Grizzlies or the Blazers need to lose for them to get to the play-in. And just for context, for the Blazers, obviously, if they win, they get the 8, and mm-hmm. To drop to the 9th, they would need 2 of the Grizzlies, Spurs, or Suns to lose. So they're going to be in a playing tournament. It seems pretty.
They're going to be it,
regardless.
Yeah. All about who I think play. The hardest team for them to play would be Phoenix, just because Devin Booker, obviously, he's not playing insane like Dame is, but he's playing crazy too. Like he's putting up, you know,
like 35 or something.
Yeah, he put up consistent like crazy numbers. So I think that's going to be the hardest team for them to play and to match up with, honestly.
And the most entertaining.
Definitely the most entertaining. I remember, like, when we first – the first podcast we did when they announced that the teams that were going.
Oh, yeah, I shit it on them.
And we were like, yo, well, I mean, I gave Devin Booker his – I gave him a little credit. That's it. I said, don't sleep on him. Devin Booker looked good. That's all I said. I think I'm not even going to take credit for that. I had no idea they were going to look this good. I had no clue. I was just like, yo, I saw them play one scrimmage game. Devin Booker was balling. They looked good. That's all I said. But even then, when, like, it's crazy now because, like, mathematically, I was like, yo, why did Silva invite them here? Like, there's no way in hell they're going to make
that it. That we definitely agreed on.
Yeah.
They had to fly cross country. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
I was like, there's no way in hell they're going to make it. These dudes are the only undefeated team in the bubble.
Mm-hmm. No, like, they've done everything they can. Well, they need one more. I don't think they play. Who knows? I don't know the West seeding like that, but who knows if they play Luka and KP, but they've done everything they can to your point. We'll see if they play or not. Because I didn't expect them to play against Dame. Oh, that was another game. Yo, that game was nuts. But yeah.
61.
So I didn't. Who knows? Who knows? And that's the thing. A quick tangent. It's like, even if you look at the stat line, obviously Dame, but then Luka and KP both balled out too. It's like, these games.
So I'm so happy it's back, man. So glad it's back. I'm actually glad that, like, even though it's back, like these players are just like putting in work, man. Like, even like random people like TJ Warren. I mean, he cooled off now, but he had his little spurt where he was like literally looking like the best man with braids in the NBA.
He's recharging now. He rested,
yeah,
he told me.
He rested. For playoff, Jesus
Christ. For a long playoff run.
Nah, he needed, though, because he know he's going up against Jimmy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and Jimmy already showed them up in the first game in the bubble. So, like,
if he locked them down in the
seven-game series.
Yeah. We'll be looking at these
You know
stats.
What Jimmy going to be saying if he lock them up. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be – that's, yeah, the most.
A lot of kisses being blown. Yeah, I can't wait.
Ultimately, who do you see makes a play-in to face the Blazers?
I'm going with Phoenix.
Okay.
At least I'm hoping Phoenix, because that'll be the most – because we only – what? That weekend we only got one game? I'm not sure if it's gonna be one game and be that game.
Well, for the Grizzlies, they faced the Bucks in their last game, and since Giannis is out here headbutting dudes, he won't be playing.
So,
if they win against the Bucks and somehow the Blazers lose, they get the eighth. They get the ninth by winning, or if both the Suns and the Spurs lose. So there's so many things that work. The Spurs need the most help. They need, like, everything to happen.
I don't want them in it anyway.
Yeah, they need everybody on the list to lose, and so we don't have to worry about them, just to get the eight. And then for the ninth, they need to win, and then for two out the three to lose, so they're out. Unless something crazy, the basketball gods just...
Yeah, I don't want them, though. Like, I really don't.
Like, yeah, I just want an entertaining weekend. I think it's just supposed to rain here like it's been. So, yeah. Little Suns Blazers will tide me over.
Did they say what is it Thursday or Friday that playing game would be? I mean, sorry, is it Friday or Saturday? Weekend.
They so haven't decided yet. They're probably waiting. They don't even have it on, like, the TBA, like, to be announced. So
gotcha.
I think it'll be one of – since it's two games, I imagine it's both nights.
But it's not two games, just one game.
How does it work? The eighth just needs to win one, but the ninth needs to win two? How does it work?
It's just one game. No.
You sure?
There was two playing games, one for the East, one for the West, but because there's none for the East anymore, like, the East is locked up, so now it's only one playing game. Eight versus nine. Win and take all.
I don't think so.
All right.
I could have sworn it was two. I thought it was two.
No, it was two, one for each conference.
No, it's a two-game playing series, and the eighth seed only needs to win one game to get into the playoffs. Just split in that team.
I don't like that.
The ninth seed needs to win both. Yeah. Yeah.
That's stupid. Two games. I don't like that.
That's Why?
Stupid. Should be winner take all.
No.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of you know it. Or then in that case, the ninth is just like, it's equivalent to the eighth, which is
shouldn't all,
be.
Y'all losers.
Yeah, but when do you make the playoffs officially?
Nah, y'all all losers. It's a shortened season. I don't like it. Winner take all.
But if that's the case, though,
it's going to be hard for Phoenix to beat Portland
that
twice.
I was going to say. At that point, that would mean you won 10 games straight. Yeah, nah. If you do that, then yeah, you bubble MVP, Booker. You are bubble MVP.
Yeah. But I'd much rather the Lakers play Phoenix because I feel like, you know.
I mean, nigga, come on. I mean, is that even a question?
He put the fan Booker hard. Booker still likes to play those games.
Yeah, and that team is just, they don't, I didn't even want to do that to Booker. He's really good. But I would have.
What?
The Dame now, I don't want to see him. But I will say. You lead, and I'll just, because I don't know where you are with this. Are you one of those that the Blazers are going to beat the Lakers if they see him?
No, I'm just one of those that, like, I'm not going to like what I see in the games from the Lakers, and they're still going to win the series, but then it's going to make me, like, super anxious about the rest of the playoffs. And I don't need them getting worn down in the first round. I could like literally see the Lakers sweep in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Well, with the I wouldn't be shocked if Portland took them to seven games. I wouldn't be shocked. I think six, but I just wouldn't be shocked. Like the way Dame is playing, like I could see him just being like, "Oh, LeBron there? Oh, yeah, giving Bron his flowers? Nah, chill. Let me go crush that."
Yeah.
And who on the perimeter can guard Dame for the Lakers? KCP? Caruso?
No.
Who else is there?
Danny Green.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, it hasn't been. I'm with you. No.
J.R. Smith.
Those can't be matched. Those can't be options. Those can't be options. Those cannot be options, no.
Nah. And they someone has to guard McCollum, too, on the back.
Now he got a back fracture. He has a back fracture. That came out today. That's why I was looking at the stat line. He was like 2 for 14. Because I was at the park yesterday and I'm walking home. There's a wild one on TNT. I get the alert. Dame has 61. I loaded up on my phone, like, what's going on? McCollum hits 2 for 14. He hits the game winning free throws. I was like, huh. he didn't really show up, get the alert from Bleacher Report. He has a back fracture, so he's out there just gutting it out. Dame talks about it after. So if you have a back fracture, yeah, you're going to play, but how much rest is he going to get? Oh, no, no.
I don't hear about.
I'm just bringing it up that now that I know that, it's not like a fully loaded CJ McCollum, and even with Dame playing,
half of CJ McCollum is better than all of the Lakers perimeter players.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm just not there with the. There's a lot of steam I'm building. Blazers beat the Lakers. Look, if that happens,
If that happens, I'm not even.
That hasn't crossed my mind. Even with Dame putting up what he does, that has not crossed. If LeBron and AD cannot, one transcendent player loses to two, even with the teams, if we can't do that, then, we deserve to go. If they can't beat the Blazers, they deserve to lose. They deserve to go home. They deserve their departure coordinator to just shoo them off. They deserve to go.
I'm trying to decide how I would feel about LeBron if that happened. Like, what that would do to his legacy.
I couldn't. Even if he puts the number, if they lose, it doesn't even matter. I can't even picture a scenario in which I could even see it reasonable. Like, it's not fair to them, but still, you're the number one seed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. You're the number one seed in that you have been the best team all year in that. It's the most meaningless number one seed now since there's no home court, obviously. Also, they're also at a disadvantage that they have to do like multi-prep because they don't really know who they're facing. So you got to like prep for like 2 to 4 teams at the moment.
I'm not giving them that.
I'm not either, but it's a reality. I'm just saying like the benefits of the number one seed are completely out the window to the point that we just got the Eastern Conference lineup. The Bucks now have – every team in the East has X amount of days. I'm just saying it is unfair. Nobody wanted this. I'm not giving them an excuse. I'm just saying to the number one seed. They should win. You have LeBron and AD. They should win. Like, I don't want to see Caruso with his neck spasms or whatnot have to try to defend Lillard. Like, I fully expect him to average like 35 and Jesus to average Christ. For the seat if not. But
I'm going on vacation if they lose. I'm on like a 3-week hiatus.
I'm going from Zero Dark 30 from
all sports shows. Oh my
god! Yeah, I can't because it's already starting. I can't with all the Clippers love and I don't see it. I'm not there.
Yeah, I'm not there either.
But you've been very concerned about the Lakers, though. No,
they don't look good. They don't look good.
That I can rationalize. They looked a bit better. It was the offense that was really they don't look the best defensively, but it was the offense that was really getting to me.
But they had one good 98.
If they come out in the playoffs like that, I'd be shocked. If they're actually
the playoffs are next week.
But it's only so much effort I want you to exert when you have everything you're playing for nothing.
But do you understand? You know, like – that's not how life works, where it's just like, you just hit a switch and like, oh, yeah, I can do it now. Especially when you haven't been playing it for 4 months with each other. I think they're trying. They just look terrible.
That's fair.
They look terrible. I'm off the ship. I'm just saying, like, I don't like what I see. Like, I don't like Ron's energy. I don't like what he's bringing. Like, he's been – well, the last game he played really well. But there was that game where he told Rachel Nichols, I'm going to come out, you know, with all his energy and be aggressive and then only put up, like, what, 4 shots in the first half?
3, I believe.
3. They won. Just be quiet if you're not going to do it. If you're not.
And 80 spags.
They did win. They did. But I'm just saying, my eye test was like, I don't like what I'm seeing. But I'll wait for the playoffs.
A week from now when we're recording, they assuredly would have played at least a game already. Against, I guess, the Blazers. If they come out lethargic, then my concern will build. But I just refuse to believe they're going to come out like this. When they really have – there's no more – they have things to play for. There's no more
– you just got finished saying Bron out here acting like he's semi-retired, so.
I just half joking. I don't really want him to go full throttle. There's no reason to go full throttle. So.
I think they make out the first round. They'll be fine. If. Just be. Nah, I like that. I'm saying, like, I think when they make out the first round, they'll be fine. Because the NBA just announced that they have, like, the. They allow, like, each player to have, like, four guests after the first round.
Are these guests staying in the bubble?
I have no idea. I didn't know. There's no real details behind it.
But that seemed like trouble. You know,
he get Vanna through there? Nah. So, this is like, this shit is so broad. I have no idea how they even going to enforce this. But, like, the NBA is, like, they have to prove, you have to prove that you have, like, some long-standing relationship with any of the guests that you invite. No casual guests. That shit crazy. So, like, what? If I'm just hanging out with some chick and I can't prove that's been a long time, she can't come? LeBron get to get Savannah come through?
Wife and kids. That's why, exactly. That's why you gotta live an honest life. See the rewards?
Chill. Chill.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh my God. Chill. But now maybe Savannah being there, you know, will give Bron a little more pep in his step.
Maybe, because he was saying how to no fans and the no family. He misses family. So I just don't want guests to ruin this bubble. Like, they just came back again, zero tests. I just hope.
That's the one thing I'm concerned about.
That's my only concern.
Each one? But I guess what they're probably thinking is that all the teams that are leaving, they're just like switching those amount of people out with the amount of guests, I guess. But then you have to, it's different where you can like keep eyes and like, keep tabs on the players versus like keeping tabs on their families and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a whole other element that's surprised they would do that after the first round. Like, what happens then if, you know, it's an outbreak?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I don't know. That's a risk.
Six teams leaving. What, like 15 a roster? It's still like, yeah.
Yeah, six teams leaving.
So that's like 90 players.
But then you also got after the first round, you got eight more teams leaving after the first round, right?
Before it's after the first they can come in?
After the first round.
Okay.
So you got six teams leaving before the playoffs, and then you got eight teams leaving, right? After the first round?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Okay.
All right. There's a lot of people leaving. That's still a lot of people to bring in, though.
Yeah, because everybody is allowed up to four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. That's you might have more people than originally.
That's a lot of people in that bubble.
Hey.
Because if every person does four, four times 15 is 60.
Man.
Right? That's just one team, and then there's eight teams left?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What's that? 480 people in a bubble now?
Yeah.
Just from the guests? Does that include
that's not even include the players.
I'm cool. That's cool. I hope so.
I think that's why they put the restrictions on it. Like, you got to have, like, some long-standing relationship. But, like, even if, like, people don't, like, they don't bring girls. Like, people got friends they've had forever. And bring their boys over, you know?
Yeah, you got where are these guests going to stay? It's like, yeah, it might be long-standing to you, but what if this person's, are they going to be in the same hotels as, like, top tier? You never know how people are going to act.
Nah,
they can't be in the same food line. Like,
they're not. Nah, they're not gonna be no. Nah,
they can't do
that,
right? Nah.
You know, Bron on the line right now with Silva. Like, keep those comments away from me.
Yeah, they can't.
Keep them common folk away from me.
Yeah, they gotta be some kind of safety protocol. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, they probably got the elevator where, like, in the hotel where, like, they can't get past the 15th floor. Like,
yeah,
your key card will go here, and everyone else can go way up here.
Yeah, because that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
I have to go look at Woj reporting because I have a lot of questions now.
You ain't gonna just be sleeping in a room next to Giannis, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just be approaching him. Be able to approach him. Like, no. Mm-mm. I agree. Mm-mm.
Facts.
How you feel
we'll
about
see
these,
how that works out in practice. But
I was gonna say, how you feel about these Eastern Conference matchups now that we
I don't care about actually just on paper, I don't care for any of them. Like, just based on the circumstances, like
rank
Boston,
them.
Philip,
4-1.
Ooh, 4-1.
4-1.
Bucks, Magic, 4. Raptors, Nets, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Boston, Phillies, 2. And then Miami, Indiana is 1. But.
Wow. 2020.
But I don't even really want to watch Miami, Indiana. Like, I just.
No, we're just trying to make the best of a bad situation.
I know, but I'm saying, like, just like me thinking about the series, like, it doesn't appeal to me. It's more so like, all right, cool. Like, the little beef between TJ Warren and Jimmy Butler. But, like, just to sit down and watch a full game of that, God forbid it goes 7. I'm like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, if you look at
Philadelphia and Boston, but.
No, I was going to say, if you look at their recent game from this week, as in like a preview, an appetizer, that got out of hand. That wasn't entertaining either. So
it wasn't entertaining. And then you got Philadelphia and Boston, which would have been entertaining if Ben Simmons was there. But he's obviously out. And then Joel Embiid was dealing with an ankle injury. He's playing tonight as we speak. But then, like, before I just cut my iPad off, he was, like, walking off the court holding his wrist. I'm like, yo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It doesn't even – I mean, yeah, once Simmons left, their ceiling was capped. Any realistic shot of anything got – it's dead now in the water, so.
I mean, they were going to lose with Ben Simmons, but
– I know, but they
– It's been more entertaining to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever hopes they had died with him.
Yeah, you got Joel Embiid, really, that's it. Tobias Harris is steady. And then you got Al Horford, who just legit got money and forgot how to play basketball.
Oh, my God, the East. Oof.
Bro, Bucks, Magic, I'm going to watch a single one of those games.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm not watching any Bucks, Magic. No. No Toronto, Brooklyn.
No.
I'll check out. I don't know if I'm going to watch all of Boston, Philly, or Miami, Indiana. It depends
on the
playoff
schedule. I'm definitely
going to watch
the first two games of each of those just to see, like, what it's looking like.
I'm going to go on a quarter-by-quarter basis. If that. Because I'm looking out the current out west. Lakers, Portland, we've covered.
Mm-hmm. Clippers, Dallas.
Clippers, Dallas, I'm going to watch.
That's going to be good.
I mean, Luka, Kawhi, PG, KP, I mean.
Yeah that's going to be really good.
Denver, Utah, I'm going to watch because I actually enjoy watching Jokic play, but I don't like Utah.
Chill. You know, why are you lying? Why are you lying? I really enjoy watching Jokic play. Bro, you be texting me, yo, Spider!
Oh my God! Stop!
Now all of a sudden you're acting like you don't like Spider Mitchell.
Stop! No.
These are your words.
I know they lost it when they put the D Wade comps on him. He was dead to me.
Can't look at him the same.
Can't.
Yeah. Now Utah, I don't like watching them play. They don't really have an identity. It's like sometimes Donovan Mitchell is like. Supposed to be like their all-star, he's taking over, and you got Mike Conley out there.
Yeah, he looks like D-Wade.
No, sometimes he does do his thing sometimes, but Conley's dud is a dud. Gobert somehow ends up with like 15 and 13, but I hate watching him play
every game. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't.
The same numbers, 15 and 13.
Well, we'll see if another big man shreds him, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, because AD gave him that work when they played. Jeez, that shit was embarrassing.
Houston OKC, I watch.
That'd be good. Oh, Chris Paul, I'm getting
Yeah. His middle name is Vengeance, Spiteful. Yeah. That'd be entertaining.
Yep.
That'd be damn, cool. Yo. The Tale of Two Conferences.
Yeah, you got four really good series, essentially. Like the different
Ranked those. Ranked those from, yeah.
Ooh. Denver, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets, OKC, just because of the Chris Paul vengeance and that beef with Houston. I'm going four, that's three.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this one tough. Oh, this one tough. I'm going to go, ooh, this one tough. I'm going to go Lakers, Portland, two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clippers, Dallas, one, just because there's so much star power in that game. You got Luka, KP, PG, and Kawhi.
Flip the last two for me. I agree with your four and three.
Mm-hmm.
Bron Dame is one for me, and then the duos.
I got you.
Second, but I respect it. They have the regular season series. Clippers lead 3-0. Do you want these for any other series? I have them all up with what happened in the regular season.
Yeah, go ahead. Clippers beat Dallas 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right. That kind of takes the shine off of it.
Lakers 2-1. Nuggets also 3-0. Thunder 2-1. Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Heat 3-1.
Some of those games with the Thunder could have came when the Rockets still had Clint Capella.
I think they all did.
Yeah, I'm sure. Except, they could have been front loaded.
Yeah, one was October 28th. They definitely did, and then yeah, January 9th, and maybe the 20th. They still had them because they did it like right on like
trade deadline. Right. Yeah.
I think they still had them for all those. So
it's a point. Totally different team now. And then Heat series what?
3-0.
Okay.
And they face again on Friday.
I ain't watching.
That's interesting. That is a lot of Miami.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
That is a lot. Yeah, nobody's going to be playing in that. But 3-0 at the moment. Sixers are 3-1, but yeah, none of these matter now. The last time they faced each other was February 1st. None of these. That was a different planet when we were on.
Yeah. We're still on these streets wilding out.
Raptors 3-1. That's the same thing, though. Last time they faced each other was February 12th.
I'm not watching that.
So, yeah. And Bucks, it don't matter. It could have been Orlando 4-0. It wouldn't matter what you...
No.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the ones out west. The LA-Dallas, because they just faced each other, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost by 15, Dallas. We'll see. We'll see with the playoffs.
It's not a good look for him.
Good coach. It's not.
Yeah, but it's also Luka's first time in the playoffs. Is it KP's first time in the playoffs?
It is KP's.
Yeah. Luka's
been putting up like 33, though.
But not. They don't play a lick of defense.
And he's facing the two best wing defenders.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we'll see. I mean.
I'm going to watch.
I'm gonna watch, obviously. How many games ago?
I'm gonna say six out of respect to Luka, and that's more a hope.
Yeah, I'm thinking five.
Yeah, I could see that or a sweep, but I'm gonna say six. I'm gonna definitively say six. But yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they don't. If they clean out that hotel.
Pack it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what time it is. Oh my God. Yeah. That should be a good series, though. I'm just ready for it to start now because
you should have these by like Friday, Saturday. Well, except for Bron and them. They'll be waiting in the wings, but we should have everything else by then.
Yeah. No, I'd be good. Yeah. When do they say the first day of the playoffs actually starts?
17th, Monday.
Oh, they getting right to it.
Yeah.
God bless.
That's another thing. That'd be at that point, the winner of the eight seed would have like competed what? How many times in a week? Four times.
Hey man, fatigue.
I mean, I'm just saying. Hey.
Hey.
By any means.
Hey.
The bubble ring. By any means.
You didn't hear it from me. Hey, oh damn, you tired now? Hey. I don't know. These dudes also have four months off, so.
And they're just going upstairs.
Yeah. Dame looked like he was actually practicing all those 4 months. Like he wasn't doing nothing but rapping and playing basketball for real.
Yeah. Make it realistically. I mean, I think he played like 30 plus minutes, almost 40. It's like you go do your post-media availability, go shower. You could be in bed like in 45 minutes.
Facts. They don't got to go. That's just crazy. They really not flying, not traveling. But that's why all these players literally look like revitalized. You got all these random dudes out here balling. And it's because they ain't got to travel nowhere.
Sliders look nuts. Denver's guards when they face in the – and it's just, again, a reflection of what I just see game after game. The three – it's like they take them automatic. Mm-hmm. Except the Lakers, of course, but
yeah,
up until the last game. But it's just crazy. It's crazy, yeah. Though.
But the crazy thing is Bron be getting them wide open shots.
That's why you got to stay hopeful.
They just
Danny Green made an appearance. Kuzma made an appearance.
Finally. Nah, Kuzma been doing his thing. I ain't going to say finally with him. He's been doing his thing.
And he hit the game winner. But he really, 20-plus, defended well, game winner. Because, I mean, Bron AD at the – that should be 50 to 60 combined. So, on any night, more for Lucky.
It better be.
So Kuz could chip in like – 15 is asking the bare minimum. I mean, I really want to say 20, but I can't.
Bro.
The three of them should combine for 80.
Yo, he's my thing about Kuz.
No. Don't say it. It was a dark day. Jesus. We might have been sick. We might have been infected.
We might have been.
Yeah.
Went straight to the brain. Nah, Kuz ain't that bad.
Well, now there's no more Gordon.
Christ. What are we thinking?
Maybe he's growing up right before our eyes. It would be interesting. Right. Oh, that's another thing. Not a soul on that team to guard Bron.
Ain't a soul. You gonna throw who, Melo at him? I love Melo to death.
Mario Hazonia or whatnot. So the flip side of the Dame thing
body
is
body bag.
I mean, so at least there's that.
If Bron come out with that energy, can't no one on our team stop him.
Like, CJ McCollum don't want to get bumped with a back fracture by Bron.
No.
He don't want
and Nurkic already know what it is at the rim.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
And then was gone for a year and a half after.
Yeah, he gonna destroy JaVale and Dwight and them, but well.
Nurkic? Yeah. They're gonna be in foul trouble.
Stay clear, AD. Stay clear, AD. You gotta play. Stay clear.
Yeah. He definitely get them in foul trouble.
Mm-mm-mm. I know, but they know what they're doing with the lineup. It's the playing like playing triple headed tomorrow. You got Phoenix, Dallas, San Antonio, Utah, and then Nets, Portland. So that's 4, 6:30, and then 9. But
two of those games sound trash.
Boston, Washington at 12.
What?
Some people not even leaving their room. I mean, why would you even?
I don't know why they didn't even say, why haven't they sent Washington home yet? No, that's a real question.
Because they still got to complete. Every team has to. They have to complete their seeding games.
Why? They're mathematically they can't make it. So what does it matter?
They have to complete them. I don't know. Maybe it's the TV deal. I don't know. Because they still show these on their local network. So it could be that.
I got you.
Because they had Pelicans Kings last night. And it took all the power in me not to text Ed and laugh.
And I was like, why? And they put up some numbers, though. It was like 130, 124. I'm like, what y'all playing for?
Paid scrimmage. It's a glorified run.
Facts.
Yeah.
Jesus. But yeah, that's why I'm like, all right, cool. We get to the end now. Let's speed this up.
Orlando Pelicans. at nine as well. If at nine, if tomorrow, Portland, yeah, Portland, Brooklyn don't do it for you. You got that.
I ain't gonna be watching no basketball tomorrow. I'm watching that Phoenix game. That's it.
Oh, that's disrespectful. I forgot to mention they had Milwaukee and Memphis as well. So all the playing teams playing tomorrow, but they're gonna be on league pass. If
disrespectful to who?
If Phoenix, Dallas,
Giannis ain't playing. Phoenix, Dallas is the only game I'm actually going to watch. Like Portland, I'll box score.
I'm watching that. I'm watching that.
You gonna watch him light up Garrett Temple?
Like, yes.
Nah, I'm good.
He's legit liable right now for 40 to 60 points.
Caris LeVert. Nah, I'm good.
I'm telling you, I'm watching. Unless he's struggling
with that,
I will.
He gonna be struggling. He gonna be lighting that ass up.
Cause if it's close, I'm gonna stay in it.
It ain't gonna be cool. Actually, with Portland, that's another thing with Portland too. It's like, yo, no matter how much they score, no matter what Dame does, they win by one or two. Like every game just be mad close for no reason. I'm like, yo, it don't matter what Dame does, they can be playing lights out, win by two. They don't blow no one out.
That's funny. you're right. That is funny.
What do you think about the NBA giving? Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, he dropped almost 200 points in the last week. A combined
barely won every game.
10.
Yeah, barely winning. Like, barely scraping by, working mad hard to get half of the awards. That shit is crazy. What do you think about these bubble awards that NBA is giving out?
Oh, they're cute.
They're cute.
They made me think. They're cute.
Who's a bubble MVP?
Dame.
Yeah.
Even if Booker, and I know, but I guess I gotta. Nah, Dame.
You ain't on TJ Warren Booker, no more?
Stop. He legit like third or fourth. He's on the list.
Yeah, he up there though. Except for that Booker last game, he got shut down.
Yeah, I think the winner has to be Dame or Booker, but.
Yeah.
If you had to do like how they do the MVP to round it out, TJ Warren would be on there. Luka would be on there.
I don't know the fifth person. Dame, though.
Maybe Harden because of the numbers.
I think don't give it to Dame, though.
Why?
Is this more reason for people to disrespect him? Oh, you won a bubble award? Like, people just be like disrespecting him for no reason.
I mean, he didn't summon Corona on us. I mean, he's just doing what he can. But you're right. You're right. People don't look at nuance, so I hear you.
Yeah, I could see it. People like sending shots. I don't like that.
I mean, I do because he responds to all of them. So
yeah, he does. He go crazy.
What do you think is the bubble MVP?
Yeah, I would say Dame, just because he's balling out.
I mean, his numbers have just been.
They
threw
the roof.
Team has lost, but it's like he's done everything.
But it's not even just like
credit to Booker though.
It's like not just the numbers; it's also the moments too. He has like so many just like moments right now. Like it's crazy. Like Book's putting up great numbers, but he outside of that one shot over the Celtics, that's like his moment. Well, you got Dame literally like spazzing.
Clippers.
What'd I say? Over Clippers. Who?
Celtics.
Oh, my bad. That's what I meant. Over PG and them. Best, you know, the best pair, you know, best perimeter defenders ever.
In the league.
Yeah. Shout out over both of them. Over both of them.
I think it's gotten to ever now. Yeah, ever.
Yeah, ever. Greatest ever. We ain't never seen a tandem like this. Slap the floor defense all the way up and down the court.
Disgusting. They are undefeated, though. I'm not mad at a Booker case.
Who undefeated?
The Booker. The Suns. Oh, no, I was going back to my bad, the bubble MVP, so I can't see.
I'm giving it to Dame. Clippers lose to the Nets.
I mean, Blazers 5-2 and Dame playing out his mind versus Phoenix 7-0. So I guess it depends. I don't know what the hardest schedule is.
Portland had a harder schedule. I think they had one of the hardest schedules. They play Clippers, Dallas.
Out of the
Boston
playoff teams, does Memphis still count as a play? They don't, right? Do they get mentioned when we go to the playoff team? All right.
Well, I guess we have to.
They played, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They played 7 playoff teams. Well,
yeah.
The whole schedule is Memphis, Boston, Houston, Denver, Clippers, Philly, Dallas, and they're 5-2.
That's a very hard schedule.
Very hard. Phoenix, Dallas, Clippers, Pacers, Heat. Yeah, this is the name. Forget it. Pacers, Heat, OKC, Philly. Yeah, this is no. Mm-mm. No, yeah, I'm good with Dame.
Yeah, their first two started off strong.
This is crazy, actually, now I think
about it. And they played the Heat without Jimmy Butler. Without Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic.
That's true. Damn, Dame must have pissed Silver off when he was saying, like, yo, I ain't coming to the bubble unless. He's like, all right, I got
something. Yeah, I bet. We got you.
All right. I got
Call the schedule makers. He said, all right, yeah, give him a chance.
You want a chance?
Shit. Give him a chance.
We'll get what he's looking for.
2% chance. That's probably why Dame out here spazzing. He out here spazzing because of Silver.
Yeah, hearing things to back channels by Adam. Adam shitting on his name.
God.
Adam came out like a mad parent. All right. Okay.
Damn you proved your point. Oh, fuck, man. All right. I think we hit it all, man.
Yeah, everything of like importance. I mean,
I think we hit it, man.
Work on your game, Zion, and good luck, Philly. Who survives this summer in Philly? Both players and the coach? One player and the coach? Just one of the players? If so, who's the player?
Both players survive.
I agree. Brett is long gone.
Yeah, Brett long gone. I saw a report like 2 days ago that Cleveland is like preparing a package to send to Philly for Ben Simmons.
What? I said what? A package of what?
I don't know. It was Saturday and I was lit and I saw it. I was like, oh, all right.
Better think twice about it. Taking quick loans. Like, yeah.
Even still, I was like, yo, he gonna hate himself. Like, Bron hated himself, but he's from there, so it's different. You ain't from Cleveland? That's a woo.
Yeah, I could see them trying to, throwing a Kevin Love. Yeah, that's never.
I don't know what they were throwing. They had to throw mad picks for him, though.
Yeah, it's not
happening. And they'd have him because they trash.
Yeah. Yeah, he going to. That's not happening. I ain't even going to.
Him and Andre Drummond?
Oh, my God. Oof. Oof.
I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't want to talk about them. I don't know why they traded for Andre Drummond.
Yeah, let's
I just
not
don't
even.
Get it.
Oh yeah. I don't know either.
And it didn't make sense when it happened. Drummond and Kevin Love.
Yeah, power forwards and centers. Who makes them your big two in 2020?
Philadelphia. That's why they got Al Horford. They got two centers on their roster. Paying them, that's between Al Horford, Joel Embiid. And Tobias Harris, they're paying him like $350 million. They want $350 million contracts.
Simmons' contract ain't kicking yet.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God!
Your boy Elton did that.
Jesus Christ!
Love to see black GMs, but come on, beloved.
They gonna use it against us.
They gonna have another one for years. The debacle in Philadelphia.
Thank God for your side, yo. Thank God. We're going to always have that. He was at the helm of a championship team.
And they're going to say he ain't even American.
Holy shit. They're
going to find a way to carve him out. They're going to find a way.
Jeez. Holy shit. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know about Ashes, but what do you think about the Knicks signing Coach Tibbs? How you feel?
Then we unmoved. I don't.
Oh, we did talk about this. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, unmoved. Yeah. Unmoved. Still none of their moves moved me. Yeah, if we get the number one pick. Coach. We got to start winning at this point. Nothing's going to excite me until I look at the record and we're actually winning.
I have to unsubscribe from the Knicks. The Knicks is one of my favorite team on BR, on Bleacher Report.
Yeah. It's time.
I get way too many alerts. Yeah,
it's depressing.
They signed some assistant coach from Kentucky, and then, 5 minutes later, Kevin Knox was like, this is the best thing that could have happened to him, da-da-da-da, and I'm like,
you suck.
I'm like, this is way too much information I need to be knowing right now. This is a distraction from my real life and real problems. I was like, why? I'm like, yo, this is way too much information, too much Knicks information coming to my phone. And none of it is valid. None of it's important.
All of this needs to lead to, a real star coming here. That'll be the beginning, when a real star comes here.
If they can just get to 500, I'd be gassed. Just go 41-41, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, build something. Yeah, that'd be it. Build something. Attract the star as a result. They see you moving in the right direction, and then
we'll be 35 gradually. For the Knicks are decent again. And that's optimistic.
You're being very optimistic. I'm not gonna say nothing. You're being very optimistic.
We're not gonna see a championship in our life. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Might not have a good team until we got little ones running around. Might be when
we're gonna be on dialysis with the oxygen tank behind me before I see it.
Finally get the 8th seed at that point. Damn, yo.
Jesus, man, we suck.
We suck so bad. Damn, that's depressing. I thought about the Nets.
That's your squad. You told me you switching over.
Nah, I don't feel right, but
I don't know what it is.
It won't hurt so much. Go ahead.
Nah, I just don't know what it is about them. It just don't feel right. KD and Kyrie get back, it don't feel right.
It don't.
It's about them. It's just whatever.
And I won't feel the impact as much. Obviously, when they signed it, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
KD's out, whatnot. Sorry. When he comes back and they're actually rocking, but nobody's going to be in arenas till next year. So
that's it.
I don't really feel you can win your bubble ring. I don't care.
Yeah. It's also just a different as much. Presentation. Yes Network versus the MSG. It's just different. It's just it just feels very second tier. Even though the Knicks don't deserve first tier, they just have it.
They do have better production, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I think it's time. Yeah.
Nah, they hold the camera better.
That hurt when that. Oh my God. Oh man.
We nitpicking production value. Yo, on a basketball. For a basketball team.
Oh, game. Oh my God.
Nah, they got better producers. They got better play-by-play announcers. This is what it's come to. Oh my God. I'm done.
We do though. We do have better
announcers. We do, but I'm over.
Even
it.
Then, I don't it talk don't
about
matter.
This no more. Yeah. Yeah. If it don't motivate them to win, I don't care.
Well said.
God, Jesus. All right, we're done here. I don't want to end on that. Yeah. But God, it's terrible. I had a great episode until then. I tried to laugh, and they just hit me for real. And I was like, damn, we really suck.
It's like how that how what Dame said to PG had to really sting him.
Yeah.
About how you keep switching. That had to make him sit back in his hotel and reflect a little. How you keep switching teams, running from there. It's like, ooh. Someone's just hit deep.
Yeah.
They squashed that, though, apparently.
That's what I heard. You see who reached out, though.
Nah. Stay cool.
Hey, man. PG reached out. Not Dame. Dame said, I'm receptive to it. Go ahead. Apologize.
The first series we needed, but oh, well.
It ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Nope.
And if it happens, that means a lot went wrong.
Yo, that would be nuts. Yeah. I'll watch every one of those games.
Yeah, that's when the Reds definitely coming out.
Yeah. red. My eyes bloodshot red.
I mean, we won't be the only. You see how Gronk give it up on a regular, so oh, yeah. I can't imagine a first round exit.
Listen, you know how Gronk. First of all, when he was injured last year, that, yo, Gronk the GOAT for real. How you come courtside with a
got the goblet on hand.
Yo, who's he think he is? He just pulled him with the goblet of wide courtside.
That's crazy. That is wow. A legend. True legend.
A goblet. Oh man.
Damn.
Crazy. Anyway.
Live forever. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to live like that, man. Man. Jesus Christ. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube page. You got the full-length episodes, videos up there. Same on IGTV, cut up into 10-minute increments. Full-length audio clips on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud, all the above, everywhere that podcasts are streaming. We are there. Thank you again for the love, the support. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.